whatever happens in Iran at this point easily be teed up for a false flag. Just somebody in a building shoots into a crowd, and there's Trump and Netanyahu, and we've got the aircraft carriers, you know, strike groups going in.
Al Arabia writes, already the regime has made numerous threats should its nuclear facilities come under attack from either Israel or the West. Compiled from information leaked from an Iranian military source pointed to how Iran had put together a secret plan to retaliate after such an attack, which was codenamed Qiyama, or Judgment Day. The IRGC would immediately respond through missile attacks on the U.S. coalition's Arab and Muslim allies in the Gulf region, hitting military bases occupied by the U.S. coalition, as well as a series of suicide operations targeting U.S. and British interests in the area. But hasn't this playbook been in motion all along? And who would ultimately benefit from a war with Iran? Iran's crude oil and central bank are holdouts when it comes to globalism's grip, and they would be instrumental in starting World War III, which would fatten the New World Order's pocket and put an end to the global populism threatening New World Order domination.
Bibi has repeatedly been under indictment, issues of corruptions, issues of dysfunction. Even Mossad head leaders in the past five, Mossad leaders say this is not the way to approach the Middle East or Iran or the Palestinians. And Bibi has ignored all that. And basically, he's kowtowed to Trump, and he has tried to manipulate his way into Trump's good graces so that we would in some way end up fighting their war.
Iran is like five times bigger than Iraq and 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. The Houthis, with drones and you know, truck-launched small missiles, were able to drive our Navy out of the Red Sea. They drove us out of the Red Sea because the modern math doesn't work for our type of warfare. They'd fire a $100,000 missile or a couple of them at a ship, and we would have to spend $5 or $10 million worth of extremely high-tech surface defense missiles to try to stop these $100,000 drones. And our destroyers don't carry an unlimited number of these. A couple dozen and they're out. They have to leave the area, return to a port that's not nearby, because they can't be launched at sea. They can only or reloaded at sea. They can only be reloaded dockside. So the math just doesn't work for American power projection the way that it used to. So if we get sucked into quote unquote rescuing Iranians, what does that mean? We're gonna drop Delta Force and SEALs into Tehran because we think that some people have been mistreated.
We know there's a big political, you know, changes happening. What is all this massive movement really about?
I do agree with exerting our influence in our hemisphere because the unipolar moment that began in the 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union, the end of the Cold War.
Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has been removed from power, and there are tanks now in the streets of Moscow. Vice President Gennady Yanayev says he has taken over as acting president as the head of state of a special state committee. You're watching live pictures from Moscow this morning.
The unipolar moment is done. It's going to be a tripolar world, Russia, China, America. If you just look at the military, the three most powerful military nations, or it's the U.S. and the West financial system versus the BRICS, which has China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa. Either way, America is no longer the 1,000-pound gorilla that can just walk around the country smacking little monkeys around. That day is over. We couldn't even stop the Houthis from firing missiles in the Red Sea. So that's a key choke point. The Red Sea cuts off going all the way around Africa.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
I'm telling you, folks, I have so many crazy stories. Like, if this extraction hadn't happened, I still would be loaded to bear with all of these crazy stories, like the leftist causing a major power outage in Berlin. I mean, we've touched on that. We've got people trying to break into J.D. Vance's house while ICE agents are being attacked in their own homes, which, of course, is why they want ICE agents to be demasked and identified so the leftist operatives can go hunt them at their own homes. Like, there's a lot going on besides Venezuela, but obviously that's the big one right now, so we'll stick to it for a moment, going over what Mamdani is doing in the first couple of days of his administration. There's a lot going on, and none of it's good. But it seems like Trump is, you know, reveling in this post-victory glow and is looking around at who else might need the, you know, Delta Force treatment, including people here in America, perhaps. But we'll get into the real reason why all of this is happening in just a second. But after the successful extraction of Nicolas Maduro, Trump made statements about going after the Colombian president. Maybe we'll go after Mexico next. We definitely need to get Greenland at a certain point. And all these people have issued responses, right? Colombia president rages, come get me. I'm waiting, in taunt to Trump from yesterday, or from today, actually. Greenland says U.S. attacking NATO ally would be the end of everything, says Danish PM. U.S. spy jet circles Mexico coast as Trump threatens Venezuela-style attack. I don't know if any of these are actually going to happen, but, you know, clearly where they're making the most out of this. They're making the most out of, you know, the fear that they're inspiring in other world leaders, especially here in this hemisphere, which I guess is a good thing overall. This is audio only, but it's from that same press conference, clip 42, Trump talking about Colombia. Colombia, of course, the president saying, come get me, I'm waiting, saying the people of Colombia will protect me. Here's what Trump said about the Colombian president on Air Force One.
Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States, and he's not going to be doing it very long, let me tell you.
What does that mean? He's not going to be doing it very long.
He's not doing it very long. He has cocaine mills and cocaine factories. He's not going to be doing it very long.
So there will be an operation by the U.S. in
Colombia? It sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. All right. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's, again, not on the top of my priority list. Systematically decapitating every leader in South and Central America. I don't know. But of course, Lindsey Graham knows. Lindsey Graham is all for this. He is so excited. It's embarrassing. Let's go to clip 56 here. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Could have done it. And as to this commander-in-chief, he did something people talked about doing. You just wait for Cuba. Cuba is a communist dictatorship that's killed priests and nuns. They've preyed on their own people. Their days are numbered. We're going to wake up one day, I hope in 26, in our backyard, we're going to have allies in these countries doing business with America, not narco-terrorist dictators killing Americans. This is a big frigging day. And everybody in the world is thinking differently than they were just a few days ago because of what you did.
So there you go. He's excited about this. I pray and hope 2026 will be the year that we make Iran great again. Oh, well, there you go. Why not, right? So what do these two operations have to do with one another? Well, prior to the attack yesterday, they had a bunch of reasons about drugs, about electioneering. Now, apparently the charge about vote rigging that was supposed to be what Nicolas Maduro was charged on, apparently that's been dropped. Now it's just about the drug trafficking. But we are probably the only outlet to actually discuss the geopolitical importance of Venezuela when it comes to their support of Hezbollah and Iran. And it's very strange because I would point this out and have people accuse me of spreading Mossad talking points. It's like, no, you guys, this is what? Like, no, they're telling you is about all this other stuff. Nobody's saying this is all to benefit Israel. That's my interpretation of what I'm seeing go on. And the timing of all of this that I see is very, very suspicious. Right? I know Trump's talked about Venezuela before, but it was only like this summer when we really decided to focus on it. And it was around the same time that Trump didn't go all in with war with Iran like Israel wanted him to. And I can't help but guess, you know, suppose, I don't have any proof for it, but the timing was pretty convenient that Israel is saying, you have to attack Iran for us. Trump was saying, we can do one strike. We'll do one strike. We'll take out the, you know, it'll be this big thing. We'll take out the Bordeaux Center. But I'm not doing boots on the ground. I'm not doing anything like that. And Israel said to him, well, you got to help us round up the proxies. Because they've got Iran is the big target. That's the big enchilada. That's the bullseye that they're going for. But you had the Syrians. They took out Assad. Then you had Hezbollah. They took out Nasrallah. And they're working very hard right now in order to disarm Hezbollah. I don't think that's going to happen. I can tell you why in just a little bit. But you know, all of the Iranian proxy groups are all being taken out instead of Iran or in the lead up to, you know, direct war with Iran that seems to be right around the corner. And again, not coincidental that the timing takes place like this. After all, one of the problems, one of the issues with going to war in the Middle East is it would cut off oil supplies from the Middle East because you can't have oil tankers, you know, chugging their way through a active war zone. Being shot at from both sides. So what do you need? You need a supply of oil that's not from the Middle East that you can guarantee. So maybe that has something to do with it. We have six refineries in Louisiana that are state-of-the-art and perfectly designed to process the natural crude that we get out of Venezuela. So maybe that has a little something to do with it. So before the attack on Venezuela, I feel like I was like the only one talking about the association with Hezbollah and all this stuff. And you remember when we had Patrick Byrne on a couple months ago, I asked him about this and he mentioned this Isla de Margarita that was a Hezbollah stronghold that has basically been confirmed here. And we actually have a video of one of the attacks on that particular site from Adam Milstein. The reason all this matters, the U.S. allegedly struck a facility in or near the port city of Maracaibo, linked to the assembly of Iranian drones. Hezbollah is responsible for setting up domestic assembly for Iranian-designed drones, such as the ANSU-100 at Maracaibo. Hezbollah operatives provide the expertise needed to weaponize the drones. Hezbollah also ran Margarita Island facility, which served as Hezbollah's most critical operations base in the Western Hemisphere. The facility was a hub of document forgery, allowing operatives to obtain Venezuelan identification and travel throughout Latin America undetected. There was a paramilitary training center on the island managed by the Nazaruddin clan, a family with close ties to Hezbollah and senior Venezuelan officials. In addition, the facility was also a consequential money laundering operation. And so, you know, in response to this, a lot of people basically are like, well, just because it's good for Israel doesn't mean that's why it happened. It's like, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it is. I mean, why not, right? Sort of ties into everything else. And I can't help but notice that immediately following this, a lot of American officials seem to acknowledge, you know, why exactly this is happening. But of course, it's about more than Israel, and Israel is about more than Israel, right? As I've always explained, Israel in and of itself, the country, the nation, I mean, how would I put this? It's a caterpillar that will one day be the butterfly. It's going to be destroyed on purpose so it can be replaced with a new country that's the seat of the global government. I mean, maybe it'll probably still be called Israel, but like they're setting up World War III. They're setting up, you know, to fulfill the prophecies that they're telling evangelicals that they're supporting by, you know, supporting Israel. Like they want a big conflict over Israel because they think that's what they need for Jesus Christ to come back. They need to rebuild the third temple. Like it's a much bigger story than just Israel. It's about having an international seat of control by which to govern the world. It's about creating the one world government, and the attempt to bring people into that willingly rather than by force, sort of a necessary component of their operation, is that it not be by force, because that's unsustainable. There's Netanyahu. Congratulations, President Trump, for your bold and historic leadership on behalf of freedom and justice. I salute your decisive resolve and the brilliant action of your brave soldiers. I'm sure it's not a coincidence that he was in Florida with Trump the day before this happened. If I had to guess, there's probably some sort of joint operation. Let's go to clip 23 here. This, again, is expanding it back even wider and recognizing how Venezuela plays into the attempt to dethrone the dollar as the world reserve currency. So let's go to clip 23 here. The real reason the U.S. is invading Venezuela goes all the way back to Henry Kissinger in Saudi Arabia. Let's watch.
The petrodollar is actually a device invented by Kissinger and Nixon.
U.S. President Richard Nixon sent his Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger to Saudi Arabia for a secret meeting.
That meeting took place on a battleship called the USS Quincy, and very few records were kept of that meeting. But Roosevelt promised the King of Saudi Arabia weapons and protection in exchange for the United States to have the exclusive right to develop oil from Saudi Arabia using dollars. Meaning, if countries wanted to trade the most important commodity of all, oil, they needed to get their hands on dollars. And from that point on, oil would be priced in USD. And if a country tried to get their hands on oil without using dollars, that country historically needed more freedom in their lives.
Yeah, needed more freedom in their lives. Obviously this has to do with more than just drug running, more than just the election. It says about preserving the petrodollar, which it's also about preserving hegemony in the Middle East and cutting off supplies to China and to Russia, right? This is one section of the worldwide risk board that's being played right now. And it's funny, there's a meme going around that shows the risk board. And basically it's like, if you have Alaska and you have Venezuela and you have Greenland, those are all of the avenues of entry into the United States. So it's almost like Trump is playing a big game of risk right now. And he recognizes that Greenland is like a bridge into America. It is key to our defense if you're playing risk. I don't know about in reality, but certainly the risk game. And so as soon as this Venezuela attack happens, you have a lot of people posting videos of Maduro or, you know, his proxies, including the current vice president there, who gave a speech essentially saying that this was all at the behest of the Zionists. Let's go to clip number 35 here. Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez saying that Venezuela was attacked by Zionists seeking to enslave them. Let's watch. Says governments around the world are simply shocked that the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela is the victim and target of an attack of this nature, which undoubtedly has a Zionist tinge. It's truly shameful. Our father liberator said it in the Jamaica letter. The veil has been torn. We have already seen the light, and they want to drag us back into darkness. The chains have been broken. We've already been free, and our enemies intend to enslave us again. If there's one thing that the Venezuelan people in this country are absolutely clear about is that we will never again be slaves. All of Venezuela is mobilized, and the decree has already been signed by President Maduro, the only president of Venezuela. There's only one president in this country, and his name is Nicolas Maduro Moras. There she says it has a Zionist tinge to it, and that it's an attempt to enslave Venezuela. And it's a very convenient thing for people to say when they are bad guys. And as I've said over and over, like, socialist leftists in America are correct about Israel for the same reason that they're wrong about everything else, right? They see everything in this dichotomy of white versus brown and white bad, brown good. And when they apply that dichotomy to Israel, they land on Israel bad because it's white, Palestinians good because they're brown. That's not the view that I see the world through, but I happen to agree with where they end up. It's not exactly the same here. I do think Maduro is a socialist scum, and I have heard from people from Venezuela who have had their lives destroyed and all of their, you know, life's work stolen from them. So I don't think he was a good guy by any means. But I also think that this is not a random coincidence. I don't think it's a random coincidence that this happened in the time period that it happened. Just after the attack on Iran, everything simmers down in the Middle East. We immediately start attacking Iran's allies here in this hemisphere. Again, I just don't see the coincidence. And then following the attack on Venezuela, a lot of Trump's admin or people speaking on behalf of Trump sort of come out and said, yeah, this was good for Israel. Now, whether that means that's the reason it happened, I'll leave that up to you to decide. It's just seems like everything America does is happens to be good for Israel. Even when it's bad for the United States, it still happens to be good for Israel. Let's go to clip 33 here. This is the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, saying that the U.S. takeover of Venezuela is good for Israel. They're not exactly having to do the heavy lifting. Let's watch.
Let's bring in U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, and it's going to make sense why we're bringing him on in just a moment, because what happens in Venezuela, what happens in Israel, everything's connected, Iran. First off, let me ask you this, Ambassador, your reaction when you saw what happened with the military and law enforcement operation in Venezuela.
Well, my first reaction, Rob, was to say, praise the Lord and thank you, President Trump. A lot of people may not make the connection as to why this matters to us in the Middle East. What they don't know is that Hezbollah is very active in Venezuela. There has been a 20-year partnership between Iran and Venezuela under both the two previous dictators. The ties are deep. And Hezbollah operates in 12 different countries throughout South America. It is not just a threat in the Western Hemisphere. It is a threat to the Middle East. So for the president to go after Venezuela not only deals with narco-terrorism and the many deaths of Americans who are killed by the poison of drugs, it is going to make life for those of us living in the Middle East much better, much safer to take Maduro out, to recognize that Hezbollah is active here, targeting not just Jewish people in all over South America, but using those tentacles to ultimately reach into the United States. This is good news for America, good news for the world.
All right, of course, he's not the only one. We can go to clip 30 here. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Mike Waltz, who, of course, was at the center of the Scandalgate controversy, tried to oust Pete Hegseth ahead of, you know, starting a war with Iran. He was discovered to be actually collaborating and coordinating with Benjamin Netanyahu in secret behind Trump's back and was forced to resign from that. But he got a cushy job as representative of America at the UN. As a consequence of this, clip 30, here he is calling Venezuela an operating hub for Hezbollah. Let's watch.
Entering the United States and increasingly Europe. As Secretary Rubio stated just yesterday, this is the Western Hemisphere. This is where we live. And we're not going to allow the Western Hemisphere to be used as a base of operation for our nation's adversaries and competitors and rivals of the United States. You can't turn Venezuela into the operating hub for Iran, for Hezbollah, for gangs, for Cuban intelligence agents, and other malign actors that control that country. You cannot continue to have the largest energy reserves in the world under the control of adversaries of the United States, under the control of illegitimate leaders, and not benefiting the people of Venezuela, and stolen by a handful of oligarchs inside of Venezuela. But it doesn't stop there. Numerous UN and international human rights organizations have issued reports documenting.
So again, I just find this a little strange that prior to the forcible extradition of Nicolas Maduro, I don't remember hearing much about Hezbollah. I don't remember hearing much about Iran. I heard a lot about drugs. I heard a lot about electioneering. I heard a lot about being the hub of the cartels. That was before the operation. Now the operation's happened. Everybody's coming out and saying, well, look, this was necessary for Israel and Hezbollah and Iran. We're using Venezuela as a base of operations. And it's like, okay, well, then why didn't you tell us that beforehand? Because then it would have looked like America was doing a military operation on behalf of Israel and not our own interest. But now that it happened, you're okay with saying it. It's a little dishonest to me. And of course, this has been outright said by the likes of Mike Huckabee and Mike Waltz. But you also have a Freudian slip with General Jack Keane, clip 53 here. This went viral yesterday. Let's watch what he says Venezuela was about.
The implications here are really great for the Venezuelan people.
Yeah, one of them, you know. The implications here are really powerful for Israel. I mean, Venezuela. It's like, was that a Freudian slip? Because Venezuela, or, you know, Israel was really the beneficiary here. Is it just a matter of that's what's on the mind? That's what's on the minds of the generals. Like, they're not used to talking about anything but Israel. So it comes out, even when that's not what they're talking about. And again, this has been what the people who run Venezuela have been saying for a while. Again, it makes a convenient excuse. It makes a convenient sort of sacrificial goat, right? Oh, our economy's bad. Well, those darn Zionists, it's their fault. So I get why you'd sort of roll your eyes at that. But on the other hand, we're saying it too. Our ambassadors are saying it. Our diplomats are saying it. Even regular people are saying it. Clip number 72 here. Again, this doesn't seem like a ridiculous supposition for people like this. Let's watch.
In the 1990s, there were up to 30,000 Jews in Venezuela. Almost all of them left. A lot of them came here to Miami or went to Panama or to Israel. The reason they left is because Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro advocated for state-sponsored anti-Semitism. They also did everything they could to use all of their natural resources and money to help Iran and Hezbollah destroy Israel. So the Jewish people won't miss Nicolas Maduro. And Maduro, on behalf of the Jewish people, welcome to America.
Okay, so maybe that had a little bit to do. Maybe it had something to do with it. I don't know. I mean, maybe it was about the drugs. Maybe it was about the election. Maybe it was about the war against Iran. They were making drones there. Hezbollah had bases there. Hezbollah was running cocaine to Europe in order to pay for that. I mean, as soon as this operation commences, they launch Operation Iron Strike against Iran. We'll get into that in the next segment as well. The timing's convenient.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other
stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. It has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. So again, it's a little bit weird that for the last several months, I've been like the only one out here saying, guys, this whole thing with Venezuela, it's about Israel. It's about helping Israel. It's about Hezbollah having operations there. It's about attacking the proxies while Iran is able to defend itself. I haven't seen anybody else say this. And again, it was very weird when I would express this. People would say, oh, that's proof you're Mossad. This is a Mossad talking point. It's like nobody is saying this. Typically, the Mossad talking points are whatever the mainstream media is saying. They weren't saying that this was about Hezbollah and Iran. Not until after the operation. Now, after the operation, they're coming out and admitting it. And so you've got the Maduros and the Maduronites, right? The socialists who run Venezuela. They're saying this was a Zionist attack. But then conversely, you have the Zionists saying this was for the benefit of Israel. So it's like the only people not saying this are the Americans who are saying it's about something else. But I don't know. The victims and the perpetrators are like the subject of the attack and the people cheering for the attack both are saying that this is for Israel's sake. I'll show you videos about that. We can look more at, you know, videos of Maduro and others before they were taken out. And go to clip 69 here. This was posted with Maduro dropping truth bombs, apparently. Let's watch what Maduro was saying about his country prior to this latest assault. He says those tribes from the 12, they're not the only ones who rule today. The state of Israel, those who govern today, Netanyahu, is not an authentic Jew. He is a scoundrel who comes from Poland. For those who like to talk about religions, say this is a religious conflict. No, this is not a religious conflict. The conflict that exists since the foundation of the state of Israel is a geopolitical conflict, because that state was created to conquer the entire Middle East and Central Asia, to take away the riches and colonize those people. It is the Zionist project that they say goes from the Jordan River to the Euphrates and beyond. And that, of course, is the slogan of the Likud party, or their manifesto begins with, you know, from the river to the sea will be controlled by Israel. All right, so he's not exactly wrong there. That's not necessarily the reason why he was taken out. Let's go to clip number 68 here. This is Maduro, again, claiming that the attack on Venezuela is coming from Zionists. Let's watch. They're waiting for the start of what could be a war of greater dimension than the one in Ukraine and surpasses the war of the genocide in Gaza. Because we were talking about a powerful military, units from Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, among others. So Netanyahu is seeking to set the entire Middle East on fire with a war no one knows how it may begin, but one does not know the ramifications and the impact it is going to have in the midst of U.S. and Western economy in recession, in the midst of an economic crisis of those who were the main drivers of the world economy for decades. That is the truth. That is why we have to defend Venezuela's independence, Venezuela's peace, our own Bolivarian nationalist project. That is why we have to defend Venezuela from falling into the hands of Zionism. Zionism wants to get its hands on Venezuela and has an attack group. An attack group we already know, fascists. Everything is linked. But Venezuela will overcome all difficulties, all circumstances. So there again, you know, he's saying the same thing that Mike Waltz is saying. He's saying the same thing that Mike Huckabee is saying. Well, you know, all these things are really deeply intertwined. Well, you know, Venezuela has a really big impact on what goes on in the Middle East. And of course, he brings up Ukraine too. One of the main reasons why I think the Ukraine war was allowed to start when we could have interrupted the run-up to war at any point. I mean, clearly they wanted the war in Ukraine, and at this point they want the war in Ukraine to continue, despite it being an impossible-to-win cluster F right now that is only getting worse for them. They're, you know, maintaining. Oh, and by the way, Zelensky just had two of his top lieutenants get caught stealing $100 million from Ukraine. Both of them had fled to Israel, where they won't be extradited to face justice. And one of their replacements, Chrystia Freeland, the woman from Canada, who was Justin Trudeau's deputy, who was the one in the forefront of the, you know, crackdown against the truckers and, you know, made the case and got their bank accounts taken away from them. Chrystia Freeland, WEF champion, who was the hatchet man for Justin Trudeau and the operative in Justin Trudeau's government that was the, you know, representative from the WEF mafia. So Chrystia Freeland, I guess, did such a good job stripping Canadians of their God-given rights that now she's going to get to loot Ukraine along with everybody else. Isn't that nice? And of course, part of that at least was tying down Russia, because if Russia wasn't encumbered by the weight of Ukraine and the Ukraine war, then they'd be able to help out Iran quite a bit more. And they would have been able to help out Bashar al-Assad. when he was overthrown. By tying down Russia and Ukraine, you free up, you know, Israel for action in the Middle East without Russia being able to help their allies like Iran and the Assad regime to resist. So this is all very, very deeply interconnected. You don't have to listen to me. I'm not listening. I'm just noticing what's going on. So you could do that, or you could listen to the people doing it, or you could listen to the people that are victims of it. We all agree. We all agree what this is about. And they're openly saying it at this point. But let's go to clip number six here. This is friend of the show, Matt Baker. He actually himself translated some of Nicolas Maduro's speeches and is posting them on X. Let's go to clip number six now.
So if you want to know why Maduro was taken out and replaced with the Zionist pig Maria Cucina Machado.
She's actually not replacing.
Listen to this translated speech from Maduro, and then compare it and contrast it with the statements from Cucina herself.
Attention, world. Now the racists and supremacists of Zionism today want to wipe out the Palestinian people. And I say more, they want to wipe out the entire Arab people, the entire Muslim people.
I would like to thank Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of the State of Israel.
They have sown an ideology of hatred, of racism. They have been sowing it for 75 years with the support of the West. Attention, world. All right. To those listening to me, pay attention. Men and women from the United States, from Europe, and from around the world have sown an ideology more dangerous than Nazism. First against the Palestinian people, raids, extermination, genocide, atomic bombs, and then they come for the Arab peoples, all of them, all Muslim peoples, and after that they want to come for us, the Christians, the Catholics.
I myself look forward to visit the State of Israel as soon as we conquer freedom.
Let us urgently and decisively stop the ongoing genocide in time. Let us unequivocally and resolutely stop the horrific Zionist genocide against the beloved, resilient Palestinian people in time, before it is too late.
We will prevail. And I can announce this, that our government will move our Israeli embassy to Jerusalem.
Wait a minute. Did she just say, as soon as we conquer freedom?
I myself look forward to visit the State of Israel as soon as we conquer freedom.
As soon as we conquer freedom.
Yes, that was pretty interesting. You can follow Matt Baker at Slave to Liberty. So again, you can, you know, frame this however you want. It just seems to me like a continuation of the world war that we are currently fighting on behalf of Israel. That's just how it seems to me. And it seems like Iran is obviously next in line. I'm not the only one noticing this. And Iran is being embroiled right now in these crazy protests, something like 81 protests across 23 provinces in that country. And we can just go through, you know, some of these stories, some of these headlines. Mike Pompeo wrote a piece in the New York Times, Next Step for Venezuela and Iran, U.S. Push for a Democracy. Talking about how, again, basically this attack on Venezuela was just one part of a, you know, attempt to globally go after Iran and all of their friends. Steve Bannon commented on this. Daily Mail wrote the article, U.S. names its three biggest priorities for Venezuela. Steve Bannon comments, let me make sure I understand this. America's number two priority for all the effort expended and to be expended in Venezuela is for, quote, Israel first removal of alleged Hamas Hezbollah. Sounds like Ratcliffe/CIA/Mossad pitch to Miriam Adelson. Let's get serious. Let's get serious, Marco. Okay, so that's Steve Bannon basically going, oh, okay, so Venezuela is about Israel then. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. That's what you're admitting, Marco Rubio. And again, the Daily Mail article, Marco Rubio has revealed America's top three priorities after the capture of Venezuelan Nicolas Maduro, Venezuelan president. As unanswered questions spark across both nations, the first steps are securing what's in the national interest of the United States and also beneficial for the people of Venezuela. No more drug trafficking, no more Iran and Hezbollah presence there. So that would be the next top thing. And of course, the drug trafficking wasn't really the biggest concern out of Venezuela. A lot of other places like Mexico, a lot bigger drug trafficking. So again, I question the priority listing here. Seems like they talk a hell of a lot more about Hezbollah when questioned about the importance of Venezuela now after it's done than they did before, where it was all about the drugs. They seem to have changed their story a bit. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, what does the crime network of Venezuela have to do with the Middle East? More than you realize. Hezbollah is embedded there and financed by Iran. Taking down Maduro is good news for the whole world, even half a world away. Especially half a world away. Almost exclusively, it's better for the people half a world away. This in response to Hezbollah presence in Venezuela represented a threat to national security of the U.S. and the region in general. According to FDD, Hezbollah uses Venezuela to conduct illicit operations such as money laundering and drug trafficking. And did anybody tell you this months ago other than me? Was anybody out there saying that this was what it was about? No, now that it's done, everybody's admitting it. But prior to this, I was being called crazy for saying this seems like what it's all about. Rubio vows to eliminate Hezbollah-Iran operations from Venezuela after Maduro capture. A day after the elite U.S. forces captured wanted narco-terrorist and former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced that the Iran-backed Lebanese terrorist movement Hezbollah will no longer have operations in the South American state. And by the way, at this same time, they are working with the Lebanese government in pressuring Hezbollah to disarm. And they're really pulling out all the stops for this, and they're really trying to get this done. And Hezbollah is not in a good position. After all, they, you know, have now ISIS to their north and Israel to their south, and Syria, who was once a valuable ally and a conduit for weapons and equipment to Iran, has been severed. So they're sort of isolated now in Lebanon. They were, you know, severely hampered by the attacks against them by Israel, including killing the leader Nasrallah. And then this is from Laura Loomer, basically coming out and saying it. The genius of President Trump's geopolitical synchronicity, Netanyahu's Mar-a-Lago visit, U.S. strikes against Venezuela, and the broader push against Iran and its proxies. Okay? So I guess she's the person obsessed with Israel that won't stop talking about this. The timing of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's attendance at President Donald Trump's New Year's Eve celebration at Mar-a-Lago on the 31st of December, followed mere days by a U.S. operation in Venezuela on January 3rd, appears far from coincidental. The sequence of events aligns with a possibly coordinated strategy to disrupt Iran's global influence, particularly through its economic lifelines and proxy networks like Hezbollah. Oh, you don't say. Gee. If only we'd known. If only somebody had told us that this is what it was all about. Maybe we would have made a different choice. Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, it seems to be what it's about. Almost completely. And again, you've got Laura Loomer saying this, so take it up with her if you disagree with me. Like I said, the Venezuelans seem to think this is about Zionism. The Zionists seem to think this is about Zionism. The only people that don't think this is about Zionism... Well, no, they do now. No, Marco Rubio, and I was going to say the Trump administration, but no, they're saying it's about that too now. So, okay. So I guess I was right all along. How interesting. What an interesting development, me being right the whole time. How crazy is that? I wish it wasn't the case, you know? I wish we acted for ourselves sometimes. I really do. I really do wish that we used the most powerful empire in the history of the world to go after our real enemies. But there they are standing next to Donald Trump, so that's not happening anytime soon. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish I could unironically and unambiguously celebrate the power and effectiveness of the American military and how it's used for us and how we benefit from it, but we don't. We power it. We create it. We are the people that are actually carrying this out. It's our technology. It's our money. It's our genius. It's our bravery. It just doesn't benefit us. It's our expenditure. It's just not our return. It's a little frustrating. It's not new. It's not anything new. How much of our... Has the first year of Trump's administration been absolutely dominated by the concerns of Israel? So, you know, again, I wish I could say, nope, this was straight up America, pro-America, for America. I don't think it is. Personally, I don't think it is. And the minute, more or less the minute this happens, Israel announces a new operation and the minister of the diaspora in Israel put out a video where he flips a timer and basically says, it begins now. Clip 51, former Israeli Prime Minister Bennett, and I believe he's still the minister for the diaspora, saying, basically, Iran's time has come. Clip 51. Okay, TikTok, I guess. And so it's not a coincidence that at the same time you have this 81 protests across 23 provinces in Iran on January 4th. Basically all over, you have these massive protests breaking out. There's a bunch of video of it. Not a lot of it is good. I mean, you just sort of see what look to be protesters clashing with security forces. But we don't have a ton of information about this. It was released yesterday that Ayatollah Khamenei has plans to flee from Moscow if Iran unrest intensifies and becomes untenable. Not saying that he's leaving right now, but that his plan is basically do what Bashar al-Assad did and, you know, seek protection in Russia. If Israel were to move against them in a big way, which they seem to be doing, Israel approves Operation Iron Strike, signaling escalation against Iran. Approval of new operation exists within a wider mandate for the IDF to fully disarm Hamas and other militant factions throughout 2026. To maintain pressure and operational control, the IDF continues to hold positions along a fortified defensive frontier known as the Yellow Line in Gaza. Supporting these offensive plans is a major technological upgrade. The Israeli military expects to fully deploy the Iron Beam laser defense system in early 2026. This new system is designed to provide a cost-effective layer of defense against incoming drones and rockets. Iran fears new U.S. attack as protests grip nation. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iran it would be hit very hard if more protesters died as a consequence of the crackdown. U.S. weighs Iran intervention after Maduro ousted. Again, Jerusalem Post here connecting these two things. Jerusalem Post received multiple indications the U.S. is considering some intervention in the ongoing Iran protest. At the same time, Israel is also checking if the removal of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro will make action against the Iranian regime possible. It appears as though Israel was surprised by America's intervention in Venezuela. Yeah, I'm sure. And that this action scrambled Israeli calculations on what might be possible in the Islamic Republic. Yeah, gee, it seems like taking out Nicolas Maduro had immediate positive outcomes for Israel. What, imagine that. Iran's leader struggled to end protests. U.S. action in Venezuela stokes fears. Again, more concern as a consequence of the attack on Maduro, as Iran recognizes what's next for this. The U.S. is deploying a significant buildup of military equipment and aircraft to the Middle East, with Delta Force and the 160th SOAR reportedly heading to Iraq as early as next week, according to flight tracking and open source intelligence. Of course, Israel bombs Lebanon, saying it targeted Hezbollah and Hamas. An Israeli army spokesperson said earlier the planning for airstrikes on Hezbollah and Hamas military infrastructure in the villages of Hamara and Ain el-Tineh in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley and Kiryat Hatta and Anan in the south. And we actually have videos of some of those. So the pressure on Lebanon is mounting, and Israel launches deadly strikes in Gaza in new ceasefire violations. So in the last 24 hours, they have bombed Lebanon, they have bombed Gaza, as well as several videos coming out just showing literally Israeli soldiers just killing Gazans for fun to celebrate New Year's. That's kind of creepy. This is all going on at once. From defensemirror.com, after Venezuela, is the U.S. poised to invade Iran? After Venezuela, escalating U.S. and military and U.S. and Israeli military activity linked to Iran is raising questions over whether Washington is moving towards direct military action against Iran. Preparations appear to be underway for a large-scale strike involving the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy, and Israeli Air Force, according to regional security reporting and open-source tracking. At least 8 U.S. Air Force C-17A Globemaster III transport aircraft have reportedly arrived at RAF Fairford in Gloucestershire UK, a hub previously used ahead of the June 2025 U.S. strikes on Iran. Similar deployments in the past were associated with the transfer of 2,000-pound GBU-31B guided bombs and a large number of AGM-88 anti-radiation missiles, Russian Arms Telegram channel wrote. U.S. ground movements have also been reported in Iraq and Syria. An Iraqi security source says around 150 trucks carrying troops and combat equipment departed from the U.S. Ayn al-Assad airbase in Iraq's al-Anbar province towards the At-Tanif, the al-Tanif airbase in Syria, and Harir airbase in Erbil. The movements are seen as an effort to reinforce U.S. positions amid concern over possible retaliation by Iran-aligned armed groups following any strikes on Iranian military industrial sites. Clashes as Haradi protesters erupt on IDF enlistment day, because you actually have the IDF, or rather the Israeli people, engaged in massive protest against Netanyahu right now, as they have been for the last several years. And it always seems like right when Netanyahu is either about to go to court for his trial or about to, you know, face massive sustained protests in Tel Aviv, they tend to start another war. There could be something aligned here. We can go to clip number 40. Another week of massive protest in Tel Aviv. These the biggest since October. But of course, they typically happen just before Israel goes to war. We can go to that as B-roll here. Just to see the protest there in Tel Aviv. Of course, those are good. Those are fine. Those are okay. Those don't mean anything. The protest in Iran, however, mean we have to overthrow their countries, right? We can go to clip number 20. Since this morning, Israeli forces have detonated just a huge number of residential buildings east of Gaza City. So despite the ceasefire, the destruction continues in a deliberate attempt to make the land unlivable. Despite the ceasefire and the promise to Trump that the Gazans would be allowed to live there, that's really not happening. Then we have... We can go to clip number 39, a wave of Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon that have just happened. We can roll those as background. We also have a Jewish soldier in the IDF blowing up a Palestinian house. We can go to clip number 37 here. This apparently he was saying to his girlfriend or his wife, yeah, my dear wife, Sarah, are you ready? There's going to be a big explosion. And there they, you know, just for fun, you know. That's so fun. Isn't that fun? We're going to wipe out the memory of Amalek. Now, remember, if you're wondering who Amalek is, if you are a European, it's you and the Palestinians and anybody else they want to call Amalek. Amalek was actually a tribe that's long extinct, but it doesn't matter. It's anybody they decide are enemies. We're going to go to clip 47 here as we end. Despite the ceasefire, here's an Israeli soldier just firing into Gaza for no reason. We'll come back to that. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us,
we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.